Toshes Gimel Amad Aleph, V'shem Behemes Ashalach Bom. So the Gemara says that from this pasuk, from Shem Behemes Ashalach Bom, we can learn out that the Vishilach Hasbeire, when the Torah says he'll send his Beire, the meaning is the Torah was talking about the damages that come from the tooth. The problem is that the pasuk itself, Shem Behemes Ashalach Bom, is mashma, it's actually talking about damages of the horn. Even though we say elsewhere that this pasuk Shem Behemes is talking about Behemes Yesh Lameres Kinochash, the Noish Chesu Mamisis, we're talking about such animals, such kind of animals that have a poison, an eris, like a snake does, you kill a poison, and they bite and they kill. Biting is what we learned before, the three tulders of Keren, Nishicha, the four, Nishicha, Revitza, Beita, So we have, so one of them is what? One of them is keren. What's the tool of the keren? Is neshicha. So that's biting. And here we're talking about biting with a snake. So it's not talking about the tooth of achila of anol lazeka. So it's a different kind. So how do we bring a praya from ubir? Ubir doesn't mean keren. Ubir means biting, eating. It means hanol. So how do we bring a proof from that pasuk to something different? And the Tosfos answers that mikol makom, nevertheless, this pasuk is also nami ayri. Ayri nami is also talking about b'chayis rosh ador suvochlan osom. It also talks about that, but it's also talking about wild animals that have trampled and torn apart their prey, and they ate for pleasure. So it's not just what. It's not just an eris. Now it seems like this: that pasuk v'shem behemus hashalach bom. What is that pasuk? What is the context of that pasuk? The Torah is trying to say that it's going to destroy them, right? V'shem behemus, it's like a punishment, right? The Torah says v'shem behemus hashalach bom to punish them, right? The goyim with the shem behemus, right? So that means basically a violent, right? And that's why we learn out the Eres Kinochash. But Tosfos says that even when you send violent animals, right, to destroy people, right, how are they destroying the people? They must be eating them up, right? That's what they're going to do. The animals are going to eat them, right? So Tosfos answers that even though in that case we're talking about they have a poison like a snake and they just bite and kill, but it doesn't preclude, it doesn't exclude also, they're eating also, they're enjoying, they're having a good feast over there too. They're eating the people, right? But the problem is, once you talk about eating people, right, when you talk about eating people, you're not talking anymore about tame animals. Now you're talking about wild animals that eat meat. You know, you're talking about wild animals of the wild. That's why Tosfos uses Lashon, B'chayis Rosh Shedor Suv Ochlu. You talk about wild animals that's what they eat. You know, the lions, the bears, you know, the tigers, they eat meat. Those are meat-eating animals. But when you talk about behemoths, right, you're not talking about meat-eating animals. So, behemoths, it would seem, is one of the two, right? Behemoths don't eat meat. Behemoths graze. They eat normally. They eat the vegetables, things that grow from the ground. Okay, so when the fact that that it says in the pasuk, v'shem behemus hashalach bom, so mainly when you're teaching eres, you know, there's a certain, maybe there could be a tame animal that also has a poison will kill you, but they don't eat the meat. That's not what they do. But now Tosfos is saying that it also includes not just an animal that bites you and kills you through a poison. We're talking about animals, behemoths, that eat actually meat because they enjoy. So that becomes the shen, that becomes the hanor, the damage of shen when she's lana also. So Tosfos wants to know, but behemoths don't eat. So Tosfos chayis rois the darsu, they don't eat meat, behemoths. And that's what Tosfos explains. Kidimetargiminon, like we translate, v'shen behemoths. The translation is v'shem d'chayyabro. Even though we call it behemoth, we're talking about a chayyabro, an animal from the wild, you know, a wild animal. So the we're talking about this, the tooth of a of an animal of the outside, and that is also means a wild animal. That means also an animal that eats. V'chayu b'chlal behema. A chaya is included in a behema. So whenever the Torah says behema, it also means a chaya, and therefore that's included. Yeah.
Mishpatim, they have a Rashi there when they talk about all these psukim, an animal, and it says why just these two? Why just some animal? It says it's concluding everything. Is that where it gets it from?
Yeah. Because we know that it is always included. Okay.